It is time for Legal Briefs on Pure Country. A Washington man recently called 911 to inquire about the legality of hunting for Bigfoot. The man wanted to hunt in the Big Meadow Lake area, but was unsure about the regulations. You know what? Good on him for checking it out. That is important, to check out your local hunting regulations. The sheriff's office, though, confirmed there are no Sasquatches in the county and referred the man to a neighboring jurisdiction. They posted, quote, "We know this because one of our deputies would have accidentally hit one with the patrol car by now." I love their confirmation. Kylie Jenner's driver accidentally crashed into Kris Jenner's $400,000 Rolls Royce at a party. Despite the mishap, the event proceeded smoothly. There's a bunch of A-list celebrities in attendance to celebrate Kylie's new vodka soda business venture. And Kylie's driver's not going to get in trouble. Anybody familiar with the Kardashian-Jenner family knows Kylie is mommy's favorite. And close to home, a 31-year-old man is facing charges after break and enter and trespassing incidents in Charlottetown earlier this month. That's right, Charlottetown PEI. Definitely a scary situation for one woman who was in bed and heard her balcony door opening. She then saw a man she did not know in her kitchen, who she says stole a jacket before he took off. Then the same suspect was later spotted on a different deck in Charlottetown, but never got into the home, fortunately. However, he was captured on video. And his whereabouts at the time of the crimes was confirmed by probation services because police say dude was wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet. Which, if you're not familiar, that tracks and records where the person wearing said bracelet has been. So not surprised he was caught. Grateful he was caught. Because like I said, in that first incident especially, that is some scary stuff to wake up and find, you know, a guy you don't know in your kitchen. But yeah, dude was wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet. And that is this week's Legal Briefs.